This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute?
Economics, supply and demand.
That's Father Guido Sarducci.
That's it.
Sharing the entirety of the economics course at his five-minute university. Of course, the market forces of supply and demand are supposed to be the main factors in setting the prices for goods and services. But marketing comes into play as well. Supply and demand have little to do with the seller's decision to price an item at $19.99 instead of $20. A psychological trick of seeing a 1 instead of a 2 at the front of a price, as in $19.99 versus $20, can work to increase sales. But Robert Schindler, professor of marketing at Rutgers School of Business Camden, says that in some cases the penny saved isn't worth it. The $19.99 technique may actually backfire when a consumer is most concerned about quality. Say, in a luxury item, the penny lower price can then raise questions in the buyer's mind about quality. According to Schindler, in those cases, the full round non-99 price may send a signal of a better buy. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.
That's it.